just fall. Which actually is the land rounds I gave several years ago. And this is something. Something is pathological when it interferes with function. Now, death interferes with function, so there's a reasonable possibility of death. Such as, interestingly, with
intellect. The doctor would have to make this quickly.
Yeah. Intellect, which actually is much more toxic than lots of things going on around right now, including cancer and things like that, that is the pathology. That's what I'm talking about in abduction. People start coming up with excuses rather than
That's what he said. Exactly. I agree with you. Okay, so what I wanted to say over here, listen carefully. Don't have preconceived notions, Rabbi Cohen and Dr. Aaron. Listen carefully. The Gemara first said, Rabbi Yaakov holds you can be knighted by Dabar Aser. And the Chacham said you can't. The Gemara backtracks from that. It says no. Because what right does Rabbi Yaakov have to go to Bechor? Maybe it's coming for poor Chattis and Asham. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov does not hold Dabar Aser. He holds only Dabar Anader. And Lashem, Lashem comes from Chattis and Asham. But he holds Bechor is included because there's a mitzvah to be Magdish it. That puts it into the rule of Dabar Anader. So at the end of the day, does Rabbi Yaakov hold that Dabar Aser works? No. Does he hold Dabar Anader works? Yes. What is the disagreement? Is Bechor Dabar Anader? Since there's a mitzvah to be magdishit, does that put it in the classification of Dabar Anader? That's the maskana of the Gemara. So according to the maskana of the Gemara, there is no Dabar Aser that Rabbi Yaakov says you can be matrisin. He holds you can't be matrisin of Dabar Aser. Lashem comes from Chattas and Asham. But should I finish?
That's not true. Only Bechor.
No. The Maskana, the Gemara asked Rabbi Yaakov, how could you say it's going for a Bechor? Why don't you say that it's going on Chattas
Hashem? If I could pick one of the two, I'll pick Bechor.
Why?
Closer to Hashem. It's Bechor, you have to...
Chattas Hashem on Magdish. Why doesn't it include Chattas Hashem? I'm sorry, I hate to say this, but you're not learning the Gemara.
That's
not the way the Bechor should learn the Gemara. I'm sorry, take a look at the Gemara. Can we read the Gemara? The Gemara says that the Maliyama that doesn't include Bechor includes Chattas and Asham. Frek the Gemara, Umanda Aser. So why doesn't he pick Chattas and Asham? L'chaira, the Rebbe is right. What does Rabbi Yaakov have a right to jump two steps when maybe Hashem just meets Chattas and Asham? And for the Gemara, Bechor Nami Matrisa Benedaru. You're right. But Bechor is like Chattas and Asham. Because there's a mitzvah to be magdishit. So therefore, when I include Chattas and Asham, I include Bechor. Because just like by Chattas and Asham, I make it a Chattas and Asham. By Bechor, I have a mitzvah to make it a Bechor. And the mitzvah to make it a Bechor puts it like Chattas and Asham. So at the end of the day, what is Bechor according to Rabbi Yaakov? A Dover Hanother. Bechor Nami Matrisai Benederu. It is a Dover Hanother. It is not a Dover Aser. That's the Matzkan of the Gemara. The Havamina of the Gemara was that Lashem allows Dover Aser. So the Rosh is bothered, and all the Rishayim are bothered. Rabbi Yaakov holds you can say Kenevela, can say Ketrefa. What is the difference between Bechor and Nevela and Trefa in the Havamina? Zok the Rosh, the Havamina was that Korbanus, Lashem, says that kind of Dabar Aser is different. That the Korbanus that are Lashem, are even though it's a Dabar Aser, you can be matzah in it. That's what Rabbi Yaakov held in the Havamina. There comes the Pasuk Lashem. It includes Dabar Aser. But not all Dabar Aser. Only the Dabar Aser that is Lashem. That is Korbanus. As the Rosh speaks out. The Rabbis Dabar Aser, Pirish, Kihai, like this Dabar Aser, Shul Lashem. There ain't another. I will be the Velas, who trafes my Dabar. The Habamina, we did say Rabbi Yaakov holds Dabar Aser. So we hold the Hot Dabar Aser, so why can't you take a Chazer to the Vela to trafes? So the Rosh, only the Hashem kind of Dabar Aser, only Korbanus type of Dabar Aser, that's the Havamina, came along to Gemara and said, you can't do that. So the Gemara, no, Bechor is a Dabar Hanadur, because there's a mitzvah to be magnificent. So the Maskana, does Rabbi Yaakov hold you to be matzah with Dabar Aser? Absolutely not.
That's not a kasha. We have not. that Miloy Mikdash, he'll be punished by man.
Again, he says the mitzvah to be Magdash turns into Dabar Nadar. I don't have an answer to that, guys. That's Shat the Gemara.
I think we were missing that in the Buddha.
Okay, nothing wrong. That's why I tried to teach. My mistake. I obviously didn't explain it well enough.
Could you omit that question then?
What? I'm happy it was good, because that way I can explain the Gemara. Tanya. Top of your Dalet Amud Beis, the very top. Tanya. Hanoida Batira. So the first thing the Rush tells me, Hanoida Batira, Hai Noida Lav Davka. This is not Noida, Ela Nishba. The Tani Lishua Belosh Neder, because the Tanya Rabba Berkam and Neder Bemayi. So the Rush says, even though we use the word Noida here, substitute the word Shua for the word Neder. And the guy swears Batira, meaning he swears, by the Tira, I won't do this. So Layamar Klum, because we say, he means the parchment of the Torah. And the parchment of the Torah does not have the name of Hashem. Now, let me just digress for a moment. Does Shvua need the name of Hashem? What if a person swears, just saying, he swears he won't eat this. He swears he won't go. Is that a Shvua? Or does Shvua need the name of Hashem? So there's a big Machlokes Rishayim. We're not going to get into it. But there's a big Machlokes Rishayim. So those Rishayim who say you don't need name of Hashem, say by saying, I swear by the Torah, you're making it less, because you're only making the Shul work if it works B'Torah, and it doesn't work B'Torah. Those who say that you do need the name of Hashem, so say Torah doesn't have the name of Hashem, Torah is parchment. Parchment doesn't have the name of Hashem. So again, if you hold that Shul needs the name of Hashem, what this Bryce is saying is, Torah is not the name of Hashem. Torah itself, when a guy says Batira, it means parchment. Parchment is not the name of Hashem. Therefore, it's not Yeshua. It didn't swear with the name of Hashem. That's if you hold, you do need to Yeshua. But a lot of Rishonim hold, and we paskin, that you don't have to swear by the name of Hashem. So then why is not about why the guy swears Batira? It's a different like swearing without any name. Torah is by saying by the Torah, if that's not, he's trying to do it by the name of something. Well, by the name has to be by the name of Hashem. He can't swear by the name of Hassan or Asalal or whatever the guy's name was, right? You can't swear by him. You have to swear by Hashem. Abdul El of Million, Turion Abdullah. I just meant this point. So therefore, if Torah means parchment, that is not a way of swearing. It makes the Shua a non-Shua, because he's saying it should be by Torah. I'm just mentioning that as an aside. Dr. Gemar Baiter. What? That's what people use for the word. That's what Batira means, what the Torah is written on. I don't know why people talk that way. That's what people mean. Why does car mean car? Why does truck mean truck?
I don't think everybody thinks of parchment.
You don't think of parchment. Because the only time you see the Torah is by Kriya Satira. You don't learn from Torah on a constant basis. So you can't use 2024 for the time and the price. And Enoch Inami, if the word would change the meaning, the halacha would change. Right. But Masha Kasaba, what if he swears with what's written in the Torah? So that includes Shem Hashem. That's what's written in the Torah. Baruch Kayamim. Then it works. Baba Masha Kasaba, what if he says both? I swear by it and what's written in it. Baruch Kayamim. Again, that includes the name of Hashem. Therefore, it is a good Shua. Frak the Gemara, it's a superfluous case. Dr. Gemara, Tani by Mesha Kasaba Dwarf Kayamim. So Ba by Mesha Kasaba Tarak Lamemar. It says by Mesha Kasaba Dwarf Kayamim. So Ba by Mesha Kasaba, you have to say? It's a superfluous case. Now, interestingly enough, our Gemara in our print brings three answers. The Rush only is Gairus two of them. He's not the only reason that does that. So we're going to learn the Rush that only has two answers. Then we will see what the third answer is that the Rush doesn't bring. Amar of Nachman, like Hasha. Ha, the Machta Raisa Ara. Ha, the Nakat Lay Biyade. There's a difference when the Torah is laying on the ground, and most Rishayim, I shouldn't say that, but the way we'll understand it, he's not holding it. Ara doesn't have to mean Chas V'Shalom, he put it on the floor. It means he just put it down. the machzor does not kolei biyadei. If he's holding it in his hand, it's different. Machzor are if alara when it's laying on the ground. So we say daita really. Even if he says bamesha kasuba, it doesn't work. We meant when the ground, when the Torah is laying on the table, bamesha kasuba means what it's written on, not what is written in it, but what the Torah is written on. So therefore, it's not a good neder. Sure. Masha Enkin, if he says, Ba Masha Kasaba, so Ba already included the parchment, therefore Masha Kasaba means Hashem. But if he's holding the Torah in his hand, then if he says, Ba Masha Kasaba, he means the Sheamus. So Dr. Rush. Vay Kashar the Makhzara. Reisha Ba Masha Kasaba, Dvarim Kayamim, but the Nakat Lay Biyadai. It's only if he's holding it. Given the Nakat Lay Biyadai, Vam Ba Masha Kasaba. What? No problem. Reisha Ba Masha Kasaba, Dvarim Kayamim. When it says the Mesha Kasaba works, it's talking about the Nakat Lebi Yadeh, when he holds it in his hand. Even the Nakat Lebi Yadeh, since he's holding it in his hand, the Yamar Ba Mesha Kasaba, Ba Taira, and he's saying what's written in the Taira, Daita Haskara Shaba, he means Hashem's name. Now, Filohachi, Yamar Ba Daita Gvili, Yamar Ba Daita Gvili. Even if he's holding it in his hand, but if he says, I'm swearing Ba Taira, and he doesn't say Bamesha Kasaba, even if he's holding it in his hand, we say he means the parchment. Seva the manchaara. Seva talking about it's put down. Hilkak, I feel I'm a Bamesha Kasaba. Daitag really. Then, even if he says Bamesha Kasaba, his das is on the parchment. Bahikama, Bamesha Kasaba Hataira. What the Taira is written in. Vahainu Aklafim. Abaki Amit Ba Bamesha Kasaba. He says both. Ba Koyag really. Ba is going on the parchment. So then Bamesha Kasaba means the name of Hashem. So what we're trying to say is, holding it in your hand changes the meaning of your word. I can't explain it, because I have no idea why this works that way. But the Gemara is saying, if you're holding it, the fact that you're holding it, then when you say Bamesha Kasaba, you mean what's written in what I'm holding. If you, it's not, you're not holding it, so then we say Bamesha Kasaba means what it's written on. That's what the Gemara is saying. You're asking why should it make a difference? I guess this is how people express themselves. It's the only thing I can say.
Feel is a generic term, and cloth is more specific. But feel cloth was different than the Aramaic ones.
No, they're both the same. What do you mean? Why Gvili and Klofim? Klofim is the same as Gvili. Cloth. Parchment. There's no difference. That is the first answer. So the first answer is, the Mesha Kasaba only works if he's holding it in his hands. If it's put down on the table, the Mesha Kasaba doesn't work. Because then the Mesha Kasaba means what it's written on. Now, if you ask him what he meant, and he says he meant what's written in it, we would trust him. We're talking about, he said, I meant whatever the words mean. Well, the words mean what's written on. Unless you're holding it, that means what it's written in it. But if my answer, if he says Ba, the Mesha Kasaba, he says both, so then Ba covered the parchment. So the Mesha Kasaba must mean the name of Hashem, the Torah that's written inside, which is the name of Hashem. Names of Hashem. Bibay Yisema, now the Rosh is Gairus as follows. Reisha de Machzara. The Mesha Kasaba is talking about he's not holding it. And it means what's written in it. And the Sefer, he only said Ba. The case of Ba, Mamesha Kasaba means, if you're holding it in your hand, Ba means Masha Kasaba. If you're down on the ground, a different terrace. If it's on the table, so Mamesha Kasaba works and Ba doesn't work. If you're holding it in your hand, Ba becomes Masha Kasaba. The Rush is Gairus. We're reading the Rush. Reisha de Machzara. The first case by Mesha Kasaba that works is if he's not holding it. But Kamash Malan, the Avagab de Machzara, the Amr de Mesha Kasaba, even though he's not holding it, but if he says the Mesha Kasaba, Mahani. Seva de Nakat Lebiyada. Avagab de Amr Ella Ba, even though he only said Ba, Kamand Amr de Mesha Kasaba. The Hainu Diktani Ba Bamesha Kasaba. What does the Brisa mean when it says Ba Bamesha Kasaba? Hachi Purusha. Amra Ba Bamesha Kasaba. If he says Ba, it's or Masha Kasaba, both work. Doesn't mean he said both. He said either. Inami Amr Ba, Kiyu Amr Ba Masha Kasaba. Or the Braisa means Ba is like Masha Kasaba. Either way, it's the same shot. Ba works. The two Pshatim and the Rush is only, what does the word Ba Masha Kasaba mean? First shot is, either one works. Second shot is, Ba is like Masha Kasaba. And it works. That's the Rush learns the second Teretz of the Gemara. And according to the Rush, there's only two answers in the Gemara. In our Gemara, we have a third answer. That's the one the Rush doesn't have. That you're right. The third case is not telling me anything. It's Bamesha Kasaba works, even if it's on the ground. And Bamesha Kasaba is an extra case. The Gemara just threw it in and then, for sure. And for sure if you say both. The Rush didn't have that answer because I guess he felt, I don't know why, I wasn't in the Rush's head, but the Rush didn't have it. Some Rishonim have it, some Rishonim don't have it. So according to the Rush, there are two answers. First answer is that it's on the ground, but Bamesha Kasaba doesn't work. Because then we translate Bamesha Kasaba meaning where it's written on. The second answer is that Bamesha Kasaba works wherever it is. Ba works when you hold it in your hand. As if you said Bamesha Kasaba. First answer held, if you're holding it in your hand, Bamesha Kasaba works, and both does not work. If it's on the ground, neither of the two work, unless you say both. So there are two answers here in how to understand the Braisa. I hope I explained myself. We're not going to learn it inside because the Rush doesn't have the Girsa, so we're going to go straight to the Mishnah.
What's forcing you to say? Maybe you just don't.
What?
Maybe he just didn't make a comment on it.
Okay. I can't understand you.
Maybe the Rush just didn't skip it. Like he doesn't skip any Russian.
The Mepharshim say the Rush didn't have it.
Okay.
The first answer is that when he says bought it's inclusive even if he's not holding it.
First answer is saying no. Bought never works. Never. No except.
The word bar means nothing.
It means parchment.
So you have to be holding it.
Bamesha Kasaba only works if you're holding it.
The second answer?
Is that ball works if you're holding it. And Bamesha Kasaba works even if you're not holding it. The first answer says ball never works. Zog the Mishnah. Kainim Shani Yashan. Person makes a neder that he won't sleep. Now the Gemara is going to be bothered. Exactly how does that work? Right? Sleep is a davar she'ein by mamish. Remember we had back last week that something that's not tangible cannot be a neder. The Gemara will deal with it. Kainim Shani Medaber. Shani Mahalif. Ha'imer Le'isha Kainim Shani Meshamshech. I ban having relationships with you. He violates Layachul Dvaray if he doesn't keep it. Now, this Mishnah is very vague, doesn't explain much, and that's why we have a Gemara. Dr. Rush, Kainim Shani Yashan, the Gemara Mefarishla. Kainim Shani Meshamshech, the Gemara Mefarishla, and that was Rabbi Cohn's question last week. Doesn't a person have an obligation to his wife? How can he make a neder that goes against the obligation? We'll talk about that. Shvuah Sheini Yashin Gersina, the Shvuah Chalal Adam. We didn't have this in our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah later on that says if a person swears he won't sleep, so that is Chal, because Shvuah is Chal on the person, so we'll deal with that later on when we get there.
I think L'Yachad Dvaro is a saying,
don't know what it means. That's why we're going to have the Gemara. I'm being very careful. The Rush didn't want you to sit here and speculate. He said, just let the Gemara explain. Why does Rashi sometimes have a Gemara Mepharish? He's afraid you'll look at the words in the Mishnah and they won't make any sense. Or you'll sit and you'll break your head. And so Rashi says, do yourself a favor. The Gemara didn't explain it. Why does Rashi have to write the Gemara Mepharish? He has to teach us. Go ahead, you'll see it. So it is, you're learning and you're bothered by something. So the Rashi wants to tell you, sometimes he writes the answer, and sometimes he just says, hold, be patient. The Gemara Mepharish. Hitler. I had a Rebbe, at least he trusted him, that he does that. Every time he learned the Tysus, he learned the Kasha, he put his hand over the answer. And he wanted to see what he could figure out as an answer. And either he did or didn't figure out an answer. And then he wanted to see what Tysus says. Because he wanted to fix. But Rashi's telling me, the Gemara of Farish Law, the Gemara's going to have the same shot. You're not going to figure this out. Yes?
And the answer of the way I approached it, but it begs the question, which is, would it also been just as easy for Rashi HaKadosh to simply give the explanation of coming in tomorrow, right then and there? That would be the ultimate contour.
Obviously, Rashi didn't want to do that. Sometimes he does, most of the time he does.
That's my question. Obviously,
I don't
want to do it, but I don't know why he did.
Either right. I don't know either. Itmar. A guy says, I'm banning myself in sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. Which means today is the day that he wants to ban himself. But there's a condition, it depends if he sleeps tomorrow. If he sleeps tomorrow, then today was forbidden. That means tomorrow is the condition of what is today. If he doesn't sleep the next day, then he didn't violate anything by sleeping today. If he sleeps the next day, so then by sleeping today, it has, meaning retroactively, he violated his neder. Made a neder not to sleep today, but he made it conditional that neder only kicks in if he sleeps tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is past today. So if he slept today and then sleeps again tomorrow, he violated a neder. If he slept today and doesn't sleep tomorrow, he didn't violate the neder. If he doesn't sleep today, he can puff the whole day tomorrow. Right? That's what he's doing. Now, the question is, he comes and asks his rabbi, can I sleep today? So, do we trust him to be careful with the condition, or do we tell him, that's not a good idea? Because if you sleep today, tomorrow is not the netter, it's the condition. We don't think you're going to be so careful. So, you're better off, don't sleep today, because we can't trust you for tomorrow. That's what one Mandiyama says. And the other Mandiyama says, no, we'll trust you. If you tell us that you'll take care of tomorrow, so then go sleep today. Just make sure you don't sleep tomorrow. So the question is, what is our advice to him? Do we trust him for the next day, or we do not trust him for the next day? Zuck to Gemara. Itmar.
Advice issue.
What? Well, if he did it, he did. What are we telling him? Meaning, it's more than, it's not us, sir, but let's read the Gemara. Itmar.
Kind of made a machine. Does the person get a malchus for Loyachal Devaro?
Yes, usually.
Okay, so here.
That's why we're going to learn the Gemara. You're still busy with this. The Gemara is going to talk about when you get Malkus here. Hitman. Chayyim Eni Mishin Hayyim Mishin Lavachar. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, Al Yishin Hayyim. He shouldn't sleep today. Shema Yishin Lavachar. Rav Nachman Amar, Yishin Hayyim. But like Hashin and Shema Yishin Lavachar. Zak Darash. He won't be careful. We're sure he's going to sleep the next day. And Rav Nachman says, we're not sure and we will continue.